now, James Gravel.
In our previous study, I mentioned that God's intentional will for our lives is sometimes subverted by our incorrect actions. We must learn that more often than not, our bad decisions produce bad consequences for us. Cain, as Genesis 4 verses 1 through 15 tells us, murdered his brother Abel and was driven from his family as a result. Genesis 19 verse 6 records how Lot chose to live near Sodom, and as a result of that decision, his wife ended up being turned into a pillar of salt. Leviticus chapter 10 verses 1 and 2 explain how Nadab and Abihu decided on their own authority to disobey God and were consumed by fire from heaven as a punishment for their disobedient act. In 2 Samuel 11, we see King David committing adultery with Bathsheba and then acting deceitfully to cause the death of Uriah, her husband. As a result, David saw his child with Bathsheba die, and he was viewed by God as being guilty of Uriah's death as if he had committed the murder himself. Eli the prophet had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who were corrupt and did not know the Lord, 1 Samuel 2 verse 12. The next verse goes on to say that Eli did not restrain them, which eventually resulted in their deaths. We learn from 2 Chronicles 10, verses 8 through 11, how King Rehoboam sought counsel from older, wiser men about how to act as king. But instead of listening to their advice, he chose instead to heed the advice of younger, less experienced counselors. As a result, he increased his people's taxes, thereby fomenting a rebellion among the Israelites. Acts chapter 5 verses 1 through 10 tell us how Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit and died as a result. Much evil in the world occurs because people choose to sin. We are free to sin, of course, because God has endowed us with free moral agency. But if we choose to sin, we must recognize that the way of transgressors is hard, Proverbs 13:15, and that many sorrows shall be to the wicked, Psalm 32, verse 10. As Paul said in Galatians 6, verse 7, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap." Join us next time as we examine how God's circumstantial will can help us turn bad events in our lives into something good.